Now, listen to this. A starting salary of £21,000, accommodation and council tax paid for you, state pension, and a private pension sounds like a pretty good deal, I would imagine, to many listening to Breakfast this morning. Well, that's the details for a typical position of a vicar in a Church of England parish in the UK. But it seems, whereas the South is overrun with applications, our part of the world is struggling. Earlier on the programme, I spoke to the Reverend Mark Tanner.
And one of the things I'd say is if there are people out there who are thinking, do you know, I'd like that, then come along to the church. I've talked to so many people over 20 years I've been a vicar who say, I don't know why I stopped going. And actually when they start coming again, they find something which is exciting and brings a whole new dimension to life. And I don't want to bring people in from the south to be vicars in the northeast. I want people who love this area like I do to kind of go through the ranks and start being clergy, because they're the ones who already love the people.
Let's speak now to the Bishop of Jarrow, the Right Reverend Mark Bryant, who joins me on Breakfast right now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How much of an issue is this?
Well, to be honest, it really is quite a big issue. We advertise quite a lot of posts, and in some cases, in fact, nobody applies at all.
Why is this part of the world struggling to attract people to come here?
To be honest, I think there are two things. I think, first of all, people just don't know we're here. I think, secondly, people have all sorts of very outmoded ideas, you know, about lots of sort of smog and dirt and things. Because what we do discover is that when people we can actually get people to come up to the northeast, see the area, they fall in love with it immediately. And we have lots of people who've come up here to train, expecting to go back down south, that they see the northeast, love it to bits, and they come knocking on my door saying, please, can you find me somewhere to work in the northeast? And that's wonderful.
If this problem isn't solved, will churches close?
I suppose that could happen, but I think we are pretty determined to make sure that doesn't happen. And we do a bit of a recruiting drive just before Christmas. I had some students up from Oxford to come and look at the northeast for a weekend. And to be honest, they've all gone back saying we would just love to work in the northeast. There's a real opportunity to make a difference. I think that's one of the things that people feel is exciting. You can work in a community, you can try and serve the community, and there's a real opportunity to make a difference.
One of the figures that I left me scratching my head a little bit this morning when I was preparing for the programme was that I found out that only 25% of vicars in the south would even consider working in the northeast, even consider it.
That's absolutely right.
Does it shock you?
Oh, absolutely. It's very worrying indeed, which is why we're trying to take steps to persuade people to come up and at least look at the place. Because, as I say, we believe that when they come and see it and see the opportunities, see how they can make a difference, we think lots and lots of people will want to come and work here.
A lot of people listening to this may be scratching their heads and be a little bit surprised about the fact that vicars even have a choice about where they're sent. I mean, surely this is... it doesn't matter whether it's the south of England, the north of England, wherever. It's just serving the calling, isn't it? I mean, not necessarily, you know, just because the south is perceived to be a nice place to live.
Well, I mean, the problem is I agree with you entirely. I think it is a calling. And I think it's sometimes a bit sad that people's horizons seem to be a bit limited and they just want to go with something that they know. I think we need to encourage people to have a bit more of a sense of adventure.
Why should people care about this issue this morning? Why should people be bothered about this?
Well, I think what we're committed to doing is to having a Church of England priest caring for every community in the nation, and that includes obviously the northeast. We believe that our churches, particularly at a time like this, have a real opportunity to make a difference. They're involved in community projects. The vicars are living within their communities 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are often the people who know best of all what's going on in the communities, the challenges that people are facing. So we believe that they're a really key part of the lives of all our communities.
Thank you for joining us. That's the Bishop of Jarrow, the Right Reverend Mark Bryant. Ali Brownlee with you on BBC Tees Breakfast. It's 11 minutes now past 8 o'clock.